It was retaliation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Russian President Vladimir Putin says about the barrage of missiles he sent raining down on Ukrainian cities and towns today, including there in Kyiv. At least 8 people were killed in the capital. Some of the targets bombed by Russia were residential. Putin is angry. A bridge connecting Russia to Crimea was bombed and damaged over the weekend. This as Ukraine keeps retaking areas Russia had taken over in the invasion.
The sound of outgoing artillery pierces the air of Halushkivka as 70-year-old Natalia Lashina hugs a Ukrainian serviceman. The village she calls home now sits along the eastern front line. The ground she uses to grow vegetables is now soiled with the blood of Russian soldiers.
The bodies of Russian soldiers still lay amid their destroyed positions. Ukrainian troops took over this land, recapturing their territory. But as you hear in the distance, fierce battles continue here in the eastern part of the Kharkiv region.
That's Fox's Trey Yinks. North Korea is now saying its recent barrage of missile tests, including one that flew over Japan, were simulations of tactical nuclear weapons strikes that would wipe out potential U.S. and South Korean targets. North Korea claims recent American and South Korean Navy drills are a rehearsal for invasion. A former head of the Fed has won the Nobel Prize for Economics. Ben Bernanke honored for his research on banking and financial crises, especially the one in 2007 and 08.
Most of us were unprepared for it. However, a few academic economists were both prepared and worried.
Tori Ellingson is the Economic Sciences Prize Committee Chair. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is sharing that Nobel Prize with fellow Americans Douglas Diamond and Philip Dibvig. Gas prices up another penny today. They've gone up 12 cents in a week. AAA's national average for regular $3.92 a gallon, about 20 cents more than a month ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's been concern about a rise back up in COVID cases this fall, but last week, the number of infections in the Johns Hopkins tracker fell to 298,000, the fewest since mid-April. In Florida, a Surgeon General had a back and forth with Twitter over his claim about vaccines.
Twitter has restored a Friday post by Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joe Latipo that it first pulled down concerning the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. That tweet from Latipo promoting an analysis claiming a high occurrence of cardiac-related deaths among some men who get the mRNA COVID-19 shot. Dr. Latipo is an outspoken skeptic of COVID-19 vaccines and recommended that men aged 18 to 39 should not take it. Twitter restored that post on Sunday morning. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly after a seesaw week that started with big gains but ended with big sell-offs. In the baseball playoffs, round one is over.
Nola on the ground, Lindor can't get it. Come in to score. Padres are on the board first.
Courtesy ESPN, that's all the offense Joe Musgrove and the Padres needed to beat the Mets 6-0. Musgrove allowing just one hit over seven shutout innings. The Friars advanced to face the 111-win Dodgers in the division series. Here's the rest of the matchups. All series starting Tuesday. The Braves host the Phillies, who knocked off the NL Central champion Cardinals. The Mariners' first postseason since 2001 continues in Houston against the Astros. And the Guardians head to New York to face Aaron Judge and the Yankees. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
In the NFL. NFL.
Straight ahead is Jalen Hurts, and that's an Eagles touchdown.
Jalen Hurts scored twice, keeping Philadelphia undefeated on Fox, beating Arizona to improve to 5-0. The Houston Texans got their first win, topping Jacksonville on Sunday Night Football. Baltimore topped Cincinnati on a last-second field goal. The Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys, Minnesota Vikings, New York Giants all won to improve to 4-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.